Douglas County passed its new grievance policy last week. County Administrator Andy Leshak says that's required by Act 10, what was known as Governor Walker's budget repair bill.
What was important is that we give employees a mechanism to be able to bring grievances in areas of termination, discipline, and also workplace safety.
Employees used to be able to file grievances on more than just those three areas. Worse, says American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Representative Lance Nelson, is that if an employee files a grievance, the local government chooses who will arbitrate, and then the local board can overturn the decision if they don't agree with it.
You're asking them to reverse themselves, which you can predict that there are many circumstances where it probably should happen, but won't. So that's bogus.
But League of Wisconsin Municipalities' Kurt Witinski doesn't think it's a conflict of interest.
It's a whole different group of people, not part of the community. I think that's as neutral as you can get.
As grievance policies are drawn up, employees' input is optional. Northern Tier WEAC Teachers Union staffer Steve Perala says they need a voice.
The irony is our teachers every day are teaching students that when they have a dispute to engage in a fair and respectful method of resolution. The old procedure, which was mutually agreed to, gave you ability to do that. The new procedure, we're hoping, will do the same, but there's no guarantees.
Before the new state law, the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission had the final say, but former Alliance of Cities Director Ed Huck says because governments believe the commission favored workers, there's no way the commission will be asked to arbitrate. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.